88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Moncrief on News Talk.
There was a clip floating around social media over the weekend of a Saturday Night Live sketch. It was about the Oasis reunion, and like much of the show's content, it was about as funny as leprosy. Yet SNL is a beloved institution in the United States. Is there a profound gulf in what constitutes humour on both sides of the Atlantic? News Talk's Mrs. Brown's Boys Isn't So Bad correspondent Henry McKean has been out grasping people by the funny bone. Afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean, and I'm glad you brought up Mrs. Brown's Boys and the fact that
it's never won an Emmy. What's that except racism?
You know, and this is humour. It's humour. Funny is funny. Whatever you think is funny, who am I to judge whether or not Mrs. Brown's Boys makes people laugh or doesn't make people laugh?
Well, it does, obviously.
Well, it still makes people laugh across the water over in the UK. They love it over there. And perhaps some people like it here too. Mr. Bean, for example, globally, absolutely huge across the Middle East, Spain. They love it, that kind of slapstick, no talking. But yeah, with SNL, that show's been going for decades. This Liam Gallagher stroke, I don't know what it was, accent, and it was played by Sarah Sherman. I suppose that was the funny thing, the fact that there was a lady playing a man. But after that, it wasn't very funny at all. And Liam did say on X, are these meant to be comedians? He said it was excruciating and he wouldn't expect anything else from them.
He'd be touchy anyway, even if it was funny.
Well, I mean, their accents are off. The outfits are quite good because it's very visual. And I just want to apologise to listeners. Some listeners might find this a crime against comedy. So please turn the radio down now.
Hello.
Thanks for being here. Now, everyone's wondering, are you guys going to be cool to tour a year from now?
I'm cool. Face cool.
I'm cool. I'm cool. I'm cooler than you are.
Oh, stop it.
Great. So that's a no.
It's not a hard no. It's a maybe.
We said maybe. If Liam doesn't act like a baby.
Baby, you're a baby.
Yeah, you're a baby. You're a baby. He stuck his tongue out at me. Colin, did you see that?
Colin.
Stuck his tongue out at me, Colin.
Colin, he's been naughty, Colin.
Guys, you're fighting. You're 50 years old. You're fighting like a couple of little kids, okay? There must be something that you both agree on.
I guess there are a few things, yeah. SpongeBob.
Legend. Who's the best Ninja Turtle? Oh.
Donatello.
Legend. And who's the best Rugrat? 1, 2, 3.
Tommy Pickles.
Legend.
There you go. Their idea of a British accent is to have a speech impediment from the side of that. The thing is, though, it's like Oasis were never that big in... I mean... They got into the charts and stuff, but they were never about that big in America. So they're probably also having to they've sang this song. You might have heard that song.
No, exactly. I thought that they were huge in the States. I thought they properly broke America like you two. They didn't. No. And like back in 2017, Saoirse Ronan had that, Saturday Night Live appearance, and they made jokes about Aer Lingus and they didn't really land well. I don't know if you remember that. It was pretty dreadful stuff. But I'm glad you mentioned the Americans, because we do speak to Jim Elliot, an American by birth, living in Dublin for many years. I asked him, what does he think of this SNL sketch?
Okay, the sketch was terrible, but it did contain the two things that all of America knows about Oasis. It's brothers who fight, and they got a song that goes, I said maybe. And they used both of those things for every joke in it, but that's all we know. We don't know anything about Oasis, because when you guys were going Oasis or Blur, we were going Nirvana or Pearl Jam. Or maybe if you were into hip-hop, it was Nas versus, Biggie and Snoop. So it was East Coast and West Coast. We had our own thing going on. Oasis never really cracked it.
Did you find the joke funny, the fact that they couldn't do the Manchester accents? It was kind of a sort of general
I thought that was hilarious, the way they bounced around. They started with a general UK. They did a couple of, like, scrubber London accents with brava and all that. It just sort of a mashup of EastEnders to Nottingham to Liverpool, everywhere in between. Of course, they don't have a good Oasis impression on tap. They probably figured out they were only going to do the sketch on Thursday night, and you got 24 hours to slap something together. That's Saturday Night Live.
And that's the thing. It's so quick. The turnarounds are unbelievably quick. For you, does American, British and Irish humor translate, or does things get lost all the time in translation?
Things get lost all the time, and what is really interesting about it, especially in the divide between American and UK humor, is both of those camps will claim a monopoly on sarcasm. If you ask people and they like English humor and they don't like American humor, they're like, oh, I'm really into sarcasm. Americans will say the same thing. I'm really into sarcasm. What it is neither side can tell when the other side is joking. And if you can't tell the other guy's joking, you just default to what you already believe about them. So Americans believe the English person is being rude, and the English person believes the American person is stupid. That's it. The only sarcasm they get is the incredibly broad Father Jack, oh, I'm so sorry, like that. If it's anything less than that, the subtleties are going to be lost.
Father Jack said, oh, I'm so sorry?
I think he did in one particular episode.
Is that his impersonation of Father Jack? Maybe you should dial down in the impersonations there.
But I thought it wasn't bad. And I thought Father Ted has lasted the test of time.
Oh,
I
no,
still
absolutely.
I think that
yeah.
it's funny
absolutely.
To this day.
Yeah.
You know, the one up there in Derry Girls, I never really watched it properly. So I'm going to plead the fifth on Derry Girls. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, everyone's humour's different. And who are we to judge? Who are we to...
But I think,
you know,
we should. That's why we're here, Henry. We're here to judge. And I don't think it's American yeah. humour. Like, there are plenty of fantastic American comedy
well,
shows.
Yes.
Saturday Night Live, or not Saturday Night Live, I should say. The Daily Show, at least when
yes.
On a Monday. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Hacks.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic comedy show. Actually genuinely funny, but with feeling and all that kind of stuff is just two examples.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, it's just that Saturday Night Live is pants.
And do you think it's scripting? Just, do you think it's bad
it's
scripting?
It's just yeah. it's slapstick comedy.
Yeah.
They seem to be given
but slapstick can be funny. I know in this particular case it's not.
No, well,
if it's
the same
good.
Way you mentioned Mr. Bean. Mr. Bean is slapstick,
yeah.
but that's very clever
mm-hmm.
And it's worked out and it's rehearsed.
Yes.
Whereas they seem to just knock this together. And because there's big names there, everybody kind of forgives it and
yeah.
goes, hooray, it's
so this is it. I think
Saturday
they believe
Night
their
Life.
Own hype and they think, we're on the big show,
yeah.
we can do what we like. And humour, it's very subjective. For example, Michael McIntyre, very, very popular. I watch it and go, which is the bit I'm supposed to laugh at?
Some people find it annoying. I could see why. Yeah.
I'd be watching it. I'd go, I don't know. I just don't get it. But millions and millions of people absolutely love it. And what is funny? Who's funnier, the Americans, the Irish, or the English?
Probably Irish or English. And how does it differ? Give us an example.
They're funnily cynical.
So it's the cynic in all of us.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you like.
Yeah, yeah. Dry, dark humour. You know?
And you like that gallow humour?
Yeah, gallow humour is another one that they would have. Have a good sense of humour too.
What do you think of the American humour?
It has to be kept simple for them if it's coming from Irish, you know.
So there can't be any nuances in there?
No, nothing
complicated?
Yeah, and it involves a lot of irony and stuff like that that they'll get quickly, you know.
You saw the SNL sketch with Oasis. What did you think?
I don't think they actually hit the nail on the head on what they're like. So that's why it wasn't funny. It was like, okay, we get what you're kind of doing here, but it's not hitting the mark.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
And you like SNL? You watch it?
No.
Well, it shows up on your stream anyway. It shows up on your feed.
It does, yeah. Like, I watched a few SNL sketches. I'm yet to actually laugh out loud at one. I think it's a little bit clean cut, the SNL sketches. I suppose over here in Ireland and the UK, we're a little bit, like, darker in our humour than they would be
darker.
In the States. And the Australians are supposed to be fairly similar, I suppose, Ireland, the UK,
more
and Australia.
Situational.
Yeah,
it's
situational.
It ran.
So you like a situational sketch?
Oh, yeah, very good. Yeah, it'd be a... Larry David's kind of humour is
so
like...
I love that. And Larry David is funny.
Yeah, yeah. I'm 21 as well, so yeah. The kind of crafted real scenarios, you know,
yeah.
that's what I say.
Yeah. Yeah. And can you tell me a joke?
If I touch an electric fence on purpose, does it still count as a shock?
Boom, boom. That watching that sketch made me cringe, says one texter. Why do they have a lisp in it? Well, I think that's their approximation of an English accent. Those accents reminded me of Perry from Harry Enfield. I used to live in America, and if I ever found myself watching Saturday Night Live, it meant I wasn't invited out to a party on Saturday. Basically, SNL is for saddos. Okay, interesting observation. Owen says, I lived in America at 94, 95. Oasis weren't that big at all. I was following the blur of the Oasis in the English papers. Don't understand why a US tour. I don't know if they are touring the US. I think it's just Europe they're touring. I don't know if they're even going that far.
I need to double check that, whether or not they are touring. I think they are going to do eventually a world tour. And like that, they're not massive in America, but some people like them. They did have some success.
Yeah. The SNL Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump stuff in 2016 was good. Also, the Justin Timberlake Dick in a Box sketch is a classic. That's about 0.001% of the output, though.
Must watch that.
I don't remember that one. It sounds a bit edgy for SNL, a dick in a box.
It does. I must watch that. Yeah. That sounds absolutely fascinating.
Okay. But in fairness now, if someone were to go to a comedy club in the US, it's not all like this rubbish.
Yeah, no. Last spring, I went to an LA comedy club and the standard was extremely high, really well-crafted, people from all different backgrounds. Men and women doing all sorts of different things. And like that, Hollywood is built on script writing and comedy. And the backbone are all these writers and all these comedians that, you know, basically crowbar in a joke here and there in a rom-com. And it's big, big business. And we do get to speak to an award-winning lady. She basically tells true life stories and how stories make us better humans. She's a story expert in film and television in Europe and the US, and she has a new play out in Dublin next week at the Civic Theatre and then in Smock Alley in November. And all the dates and reviews are up on makingashowofmyself.com, something I nearly did there. And Mary says, American SNL comedians, basically, they're lazy, they don't care, because they're crowned, they've already made it, they're on the show. Funny, they're really kind of funny individually, but not, you know, as a group. And, you know, the comedy's about caring passionately, then you get the joke. And she says that in the States, comedy's basically been turned into a machine in capitalism.
I think with SNL what has happened is it's become an institution and it's become a machine. So if you get chosen to be a cast member on SNL, now there's a massive machine that's promoting you, that's creating a persona for you. It's like they expect that machine to carry them. So the self-congratulatory laughing at their own jokes is the thing that I find the most offensive about that clip. But it happens in almost every SNL sketch. And I think it is because they're resting on their laurels. It's like, I'm here, I've arrived. If it's Saturday Night Live, automatically it must be funny. And actually, the best parts of Saturday Night Live are always the monologues, where it's somebody who's come in and they've got something to prove. And they actually tend to be fantastic. But these sketches are lazy. And it's like, you're just going to love me because I am who I am, and because I got picked by Lorne Michaels, the legendary producer, that means I've been, I don't know.
I'm the chosen one, so this makes me automatically funny. Mm. For you, the difference between Irish, British and American humour, there are differences. Some of the stuff translates. For example, Mrs. Brown's Boys translates. They love it over there more than they love it here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we love an American sitcom, and we also love an American rom-com. So we lap it up the other way.
It's one of the things I love about English humour, that we share that kind of subversive looking at things from the eye of the underdog. And maybe that's such a brilliant question. English and Irish humour tends to look at things from an off-centre point of view, particularly from the underdog, and we scream laughing at all the mistakes that we make and how idiotic we are, how ridiculous and vulnerable we can be. Whereas in America, it's all about being a winner, being a winner, being a winner, you know? And I don't know if they're as good at that vulnerable stuff as we are, that comedy of embarrassment that Irish and English. And it's interesting you mentioned Mr. Brown Boys, because we would tend to think of that as very broad, which isn't to say it doesn't have its place and it's not sometimes genuinely funny and lovable, but it's interesting that the broadest thing is what they can lap up. Whereas we like their, I think we like their more subtle and more transgressive and more personal. And that's why I would go back to, you know, if you look at someone like Adam Sandler, most Europeans are like, that's a little broad for my taste. But if you watch his actual stand-up, it's brilliant. And his dramatic roles, he's absolutely brilliant in those. So I think we like things that are more subtle and maybe more piercing.
There you go. That was Mary Kate O'Flanagan and Oasis. I was wondering this. Lots of people are texting in. Oasis are touring the US and Canada. Well, it's not a huge tour. Apparently, they're doing one gig in Canada, three in the US, and one in Mexico. Didn't know they were big in Mexico.
There you go.
Dylan Moran, or Dylan Moran, as they call him across the way. A very funny and adorable man, just saying, SNL is pants, never got the hype. Someone else says SNL hasn't been funny since Eddie Murphy was on it. Someone else says, unfortunately, you've asked one American comedian who was not funny to give his opinion on two American comedians who are not funny, or is that the joke? Ooh, ouch. Someone else says SNL is essentially teenage humour, funny when you're about 16 to 20. Then as you get older, you realise it's a bit childish.
People are cruel, aren't they?
They are. Well, you see, people get very narked about it. There's a kind of maybe kind of a bit of a snobby thing there that our humour is more. It's like, you know, I like Larry David. You know, it's so subtle. No, who is great? Mm. Yes, obviously. But also there's a kind of there would be a bit of that snobbery
there is,
too.
There's a kind of sort of intelligent humour like Dylan Moran, who is absolutely excellent. He's the best of the best. But like, what's wrong liking someone that's a little bit slapstick? And just to say, you know, it's, I think it's unfair to criticize all comedians. For, you know, some of them might be great on stand up, but not so good on TV, vice versa. And I just wanted to say, Jim Elliot is funny. I have to say that. And humor translates in different ways. It really, really does translate so, so differently. And I got to meet a couple, basically Irish John. So he's the Irish lad in the relationship, and American Laurie. And she is the American. And they do kind of, their humour sometimes gets completely lost in translation.
I think that for Americans, we're a lot more earnest. And I think Irish, you give a lot more slagging, as you say.
So lots of banter.
Lots of banter, yeah.
And you can be offended by the slagging.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes it can feel like, wait, hold on, are you serious or are you joking?
And are you being mean to me?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. And then sometimes my sarcasm doesn't quite land because, again,
the
earnestness.
So you're not sure.
Yeah.
You're like, is that a joke? Is that not a joke?
Yes.
And who's better at making a joke? Is it the Americans?
Me. Yeah. I'm absolutely funnier.
Is she?
Unintentionally.
Unintentionally funny. Like kind of slapstick falling down in the street kind of stuff.
No. Well, sometimes. But I think that might just be her. I think some of it is to do with trying to saying things that just have completely different context over here.
So like fanny pack?
Yes. Stuff like that and just sort of, yeah, just little cultural things.
I have an aunt named Fanny.
You have an aunt called Fanny?
Yeah, yes.
And is she called Auntie Fanny or Aunt Fanny?
Aunt Fanny.
And you understand we have a different meaning for
it here. Of course, yes, yes. I've been here 20 years, so yes.
So you're well settled.
Well settled, yes.
And out of all the different English-speaking nations, who's funnier? The Australians, the Americans, the British, the Irish, the Scottish, the Welsh?
Probably the Scottish, I would say. Because they take the Irish, like, self-deprecation and just nihilism and then take it up to 11.
Yeah, I think I could agree, the Scottish.
The Scots.
Yeah.
Really?
You're Scottish? Yeah. Rob C. Nesbitt can be quite funny. Billy Connolly can be quite funny. You know, even stuff like Trainspotting, you know.
Okay. Anything from this century?
Well, I was in Scotland there just a few months ago and there's a darkness to the place, which makes it
funny. Oh, there is. I mean, there's physically, that's because it's like, you know, the sun is nowhere near it.
It can be quite miserable as a country, which I think brings out great humour. The place is a bit miserable.
Yeah. The Kamala Harris stuff on SNL at the moment is hilarious. Maya Rudolph is so funny and her impression of Kamala is very funny. Also, the likes of Lonely Island and more came from SNL. There is about 10 sketches per show. I think each week at least one or two hit. That's obviously someone who's a bit of a fan of SNL. Inevitably, somebody texted in to say, Larry David is also shite. So there you go. A plague on all your comedy houses. Henry, Thanks a million, as ever, Henry McCain there. Also, I do want to say something, though, at this point, nothing to do with comedy, but Henry has been shortlisted for the Headline Mental Health Awards for a report that he did for this show about a woman's experience of coercive control at the hands of their ex-partner, and it's a public vote. So if you would like to vote for Henry, and we encourage you to do so, you can go to headline.ie. Headline.ie, you'll find it there. It's the Shine Audience Choice Awards. So headline.ie if you'd like to vote for Henry.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
percent of the work week is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.